Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week where two old guys talk about old games or interesting games. We haven't talked about Tadpog, Sidepog, Sidepig. We haven't made that reference in a long time, so I'll bring that back.
I see them every time I make an episode post because they're in our tag cloud, where we used to call those episodes Sidepig. So that's still in the tag cloud. It's just I'm always like, do I click it? Do I set the tag? Is this a Sidepig? Will anyone like get that reference?
Is anybody probably actually not searching for these shows right by using Sidepig? It's another Other Shit Monday, and normally, all right, so let's explain ourselves. Normally, we do all call-in shows once a month, but Dragon Con is coming up, and that makes a clusterfuck for us.
Yeah, because we got to record a whole bunch of stuff. We have to preload. We got to record a whole bunch of stuff before we leave for Atlanta so that we don't have to impossibly record in Atlanta in the middle of Dragon Con. And actually, the hardest part would be uploading the show from Dragon
Con.
We
had to pay $45 for that day of Wi-Fi.
And even that internet is not great because it's being used by a lot of people right there at the location. Yep. So
here's all calls because Dragon Con. There you go. I have no problem with it. I love doing these shows. You don't like listening to these shows, but I love doing these shows.
I like doing them too. And we got, we've got a backlog. So
yeah,
this is a good reason to get through some calls. And so we're not super backed up.
So let's see. I'm your bearded host, Tyler. And Dave, you said we have a package?
Yeah. Hi, I am your bespectacled host, Dave. I'm sorry. What's up, Internet? And yeah, we got a package. There's no return address really on this, so that's disconcerting. And I know who it's from because they sent us a Facebook message. It's from Jonathan. So Jonathan, thank you for sending us your, as you've written on the side of the box here, your C box, which I can only assume is your cum box. Thanks for sending us your cum box, which it looks like, Tyler, if you'll examine it, looks like there is mold on the corners.
Okay, that's a nice touch. It's a good touch.
Yep. I'm sure that the USPS really appreciated the marker that could possibly run onto other packages. That's my favorite part. When I pulled it out of the mailbox, I was like, oh man, they fucking hated delivering this, I bet. Let's see. I don't know what's in here.
I have no clue. Yeah, when you hand it to me, it's heavier than I expected.
And it specifically says this way up. So
probably a dog.
Probably a dog skeleton that we're going to reassemble in the next 4 hours.
That'd be a nice little project. Send us tiny dog skeletons that we can reassemble in real time on all college shows.
Let's set the P.O. box up before anyone sends us the dog skeletons.
Yeah, we've looked into that, and we're actually going to set up a P.O. box and open it up if there's anything you guys want to send us that we'll do intros over, or food you want us to try, or...
Yeah, it makes it easier.
Yeah, you can put a, your game in a 5-star review, and we'll get to that eventually. But if you actually send us a game,
physically mail it, we're probably going to get to it quicker.
Yep.
Careful though, because he might have sent us a game that we really don't want to play. Yeah. So let's see. All right. I see snacks. I see snacks. Nice. I don't smell dried up gum. All right. Oh, man. He sent some good stuff. Okay. Here's what we got.
More fan mail to go on the wall. Nice.
there's some paper in here that says motherfucking Tadpog and Cavemanny. And then there's an illustration of Captain Caveman. Long-time listener, first-time mailer, but after listening to episode 237, I'm trying to remember what that was.
I have no idea. Unless they reference like episode 1 through 10, I have no idea what the numbers are.
After listening to episode 231, I had to dig out this special gift for you guys. First of all, thank you guys for countless hours of entertainment. I do a lot of driving for my job, anywhere from 2 to 4 hours a day.
Whew.
There is a select few podcasts I subscribe to, less regularly listen to. I can say Tadpog is near the top of that list. Hopefully one day we will be at the top. Keep up doing the Lord's work. Secondly, here is a regretful, remorse, shameful story.
All right.
This will get mixed reactions, I'm sure. I haven't read this yet, by the way. So
perfect. Perfect.
This is all new to everybody. Right out of high school, I and a good friend got our own place to live. It was a 3-bedroom house for only $250 a month. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Suspiciously good.
Yeah. It's important to state it was from the 70s near the hood and about spitting distance from the train tracks. If you were watching a movie, you had to pause it till train was gone. So that's Trainsy. Trainsy just likes to watch movies every now and then.
All trains that you hear, that's Trainsy.
That is Trainsy.
Everywhere.
I met this girl I really connected with and invited her over for video games and to watch The Big Lebowski. We were drinking Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill. Was it Nicole?
Yeah, Nicole. Meg's also talked about Boone's Farm before too.
The choice drink of every white kid from Louisiana at the time. After it got late, things got hot and heavy. Oh yeah. Had my fingers all in her vajayjay when she said, I need to pee. My brain went to solutions to the problem of waking my bipolar roommate so she could pee. I asked her to hold it and we could just continue. Obviously, the outcome to this was her saying a few minutes later, oh, fuck, I just pissed. I was pretty shocked how this great moment could go so sour. The levees had broken and we all saw it coming. She left embarrassed and upset. I gathered my sheets and woke my poor grandmother up at 1 a.m. to wash my piss sheets. That's my favorite part of the story.
Oh, God. I hope his grandma doesn't live there. He had to, like, drive across town and woke her up. Grandma, would you wash these?
When a girl says she has to pee, accommodate her. Anything but stick your fingers in her box. Lastly, hope you like the chips. I have a feeling that we will. Mm. It's a local brand, and they have several tasty flavors. If you enjoy, I'll send another care package. Thanks for all the entertainment and laughs. My request for a game, The Haunting, starring Boulder Guy. Take care, John from Louisiana. Now versus nostalgia. Okay, cool. Let's see. We do have some chips in here. I am actually from Louisiana. Originally, I am super familiar with these chips. I love these chips. So, spoilers, I love these chips.
Are they Zaps?
Yeah, they're Zaps, but I haven't had Voodoo Heat, which is what he said.
Oh, nice.
I usually just eat the crawfish tape.
Okay. Good, there you go.
Pop these bad boys open.
Oh, a bag for each of us?
Yeah.
Nice.
I like these.
Sweeter than I expected.
They're spicier than I expected, too. Usually when chips are quote-unquote spicy, they're not really spicy. These are.
Yeah, these are pretty good. Send us more. And the only chip I've ever had that said they were spicy and they made me sweat a little bit back in the day are...
I'm just going to continue to eat these because I like them. Go ahead.
I think they're Route 66 called Mama Zuma's Revenge. I've only seen them at that that boutique butcher shop I worked for in DC. I've never like seen them out anywhere to buy. I see Route 66 chips every now and then at places, but not that specific one. So if anybody ever sees that in the wild,
yeah,
I would greatly thank you for sending us some of those.
I'm down. I want to try those.
But there has not been a flavor of Zapp's chips that I have not liked.
There's some other stuff in here. Holy crap. All right, I got to call. Look, I know we record here in the annex, but I think there's something here that I have to call dibs on.
Because I thought it was pretty heavy for there to be two bags of chips.
When I looked in here and saw like there was stuff other than chips, should have been, that's it. Sorry. Look at this. Look what he sent. Oh, it has my name on it. This guy knows me. Look what it is. Do you know what this is?
Is it a McDonald's toy? It's a McDonald's, the chicken nugget one?
Yep, the McDonald's chicken McNuggets transformer toy. Holy shitballs.
Extra mile, Jonathan. All right. Well, he gets a title.
All right.
I have to think of one.
Okay.
But I'll write some stuff down, and by the end of the show, I'll tell you my list, and we'll figure something out.
Sweet. Well, this will go. This Chicken McNuggets transformer will go on my computer desk, right next to the Toad amiibo that you got me, Tyler, that I treat as my totem. Oh, and of course the Bad to the Bone ghost that I'm holding for Henry until he's old enough. All right. Let's see. This has your name on it. This is Tyler.
Perfect. I already love it. It's a Naruto Shippuden action figure. Very nice. And he is making his Kagebushin no Jutsu hand signal. Perfect. This is going to go. I'll at some point, I forget who asked to see my. I think it was Nate Glines asked for my collection to put the. On a post an episode to post my game collection. So I will do that, and then I will take a picture of the electric fireplace mantle where I keep everything like this. Mm-hmm. So I will add it to the collection and then post a picture of that later.
There's more things in here, Tyler. This just says Tadpog. So I don't know what these are. I mean, I know what they are, but I don't know if they're... All right, let's see. Yeah, there's a Yoshi, little Yoshi figurine. Okay. Here's a Bowser. They kind of have like Lego men legs and stuff. Did Lego do a Mario
motion? Thing? Although Yoshi's missing a hand.
Let me make sure it's not in the bag somewhere. Or, okay, well, it's not in the bag, so we need to come up with some headcanon for how Yoshi lost his hand. Here's Donkey Kong.
Oh, shit. These are pretty nice.
Yeah, these are cool. Yeah, and they got like Lego Man hands too, because here's Diddy Kong.
Very cool, very very cool.
And then here's Bowser who just came apart. All right, he's fixed. I fixed him. Don't worry.
Great, I don't wanna. This thing came apart. Yeah, I like these a lot.
We'll keep those in the here in the annex.
I'll also display these proudly on the mantle.
There's more, believe it or not. There's more. Street Fighter. The movie. For Sega Saturn.
Street Fighter the game, the movie?
Street Fighter, I don't know. Street Fighter the movie. It's a Sega Saturn disc. I do not know if this is...
Oh, I've read about that. No, it is a Street Fighter game.
What?
A fighter made with all the designs of the movie.
Oh, you're right. Look at this. With the manuals in here. This. Okay. Well, I mean, we need to track down a Saturn.
Gotta get a Saturn. I know Joe has one. Joe, send us your Sega Saturn.
Can we borrow your Sega Saturn?
Just mail that from Buffalo for us to play this game real quick.
Sweet, dude. Awesome. Thanks for sending this. This is a great package.
Yeah. Holy fuck yeah, crap. It was.
Let me see if there's anything else in this magical box. Some bubbles. Some bubble packaging.
Oh, yeah.
And a whole bunch of dried semen. Actually, imagine that.
Actual cum.
Sweet. Thanks a lot, John. That's awesome. Just out of curiosity, what part of Louisiana are you from? I was born in New Orleans.
I'm just from Kentucky. What's that?
Not just from Kentucky. Don't say it like that.
Like,
just from Kentucky.
Just from Kentucky. From Paducah. And part, my mom talked about to me about this once. Part of the way she paid the doctor who delivered me was in trade. I forget what it was.
I hope it was like a watering can or something.
I forget, like the difference, like my brother and I are 5 years different, and the price of me versus him was staggering.
Yeah, someone was talking about, someone at work was talking about their grandkids were, I think, 7 years apart, and they were amazed by the difference in hospital bill.
But, you know, above and beyond, Jonathan. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to have to restrain myself from the entirety of this recording to not eat these Zapp's Voodoo Heat chips.
You take some calls?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we can.
I'm kind of burpy.
Yeah.
Meg went to Louisville the other night and brought home cashmere, which is my favorite Indian restaurant in the world. So, and they actually made it just about right spiciness. So pretty pleased. I ate a whole bunch of that and then walked out here.
Awesome. I want some cashmere. It's a really good restaurant. All right. So here we go. Let's start from the bottom. This came in on June 29th, and maybe you can tell me what's going on. It's a text message that says, "Well, Tadpog, colon, to your question about being wasted on that Monday, I drank a lot of beer. Beer I can drink, hard alcohol I cannot. Talk to you guys soon."
Wish I knew what was going on.
You don't know?
Nope.
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Don't remember.
What sucks is, obviously,
I mean, Dennis was super wasted. Right. Dennis is in your phone,
Dennis
though,
is
right?
in my address yeah. book, so I would know if it was Dennis, I would think. So, plus this is also June when this was texted. So I feel kind of bad for not remembering the question that was asked, but at the same time, come on.
We encourage a lot of people to drink. So yeah, I don't remember.
That was almost 2 full months ago. All right. We got another text. This is from 412, who simply says, "Please talk about the game. Avoid the Noid." So that's an episode request. It seems like we've played Yo Noid.
Oh, there's another one?
Yeah, Avoid the Noid is the, I don't know what all it came out on, but I do know it came out for PC DOS. So,
okay.
I've never played it. I've seen video of it. It does not look great at all. So,
yeah. We got lucky with Yo Noid, to be perfectly honest.
Still wasn't great.
Wasn't great, but like, as far as an advert game go, I think it's the best advert game we've played.
So add it to the list?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. I'm down to do it. Let's see. Here is our actual first call. This is from 757.
"What's up, Tadpog? It's Adam Long. I gave you guys a little bit of a break. I listened to 2 episodes in a row before making a call. So this is my Diddy Kong and Banjo-Kazooie call. They're kind of related because of that bear-looking thing in there named Banjo. Diddy Kong is, I think, a better game than Mario Kart. But Mario Kart has better racing and better multiplayer. But I think Diddy Kong is just a much more expansive game. But I love them both. I play them both on a regular basis still, and I think they're both great. I'm team tip-top all the way. As far as Banjo-Kazooie is concerned, I'm with you, Dave. Banjo looks as much like a bear as Goofy looks like a dog. But I will say Banjo-Kazooie is by far better in my mind than Banjo-Tooie, but you guys are going to have a problem seeing that because Banjo-Kazooie is, it's not like the iPhone 6, it's more like the car phone from early 90s. If you got in someone's car right now and saw a car phone, you would say, holy crap, I've never seen one of these or I haven't seen one in so long. That's pretty cool, and then you'd realize, no, this isn't that cool. It kind of sucks, and I have a cell phone, and it's great. But when you look at the iPhone 6 nowadays, it's so impressive, and it's so awesome. Back when Banjo-Kazooie came out, it was like getting in a car and seeing a car phone. You'd never seen anything like it. It was awesome, and everything from that moment got better. So it's like living in an iPhone 6 world, going back to a car phone world. It's going to be better than Banjo-Tooie, but you're not going to fall in love with it like we did because we had it and we have the nostalgia glasses. So don't be upset if you don't like it like you think you want to like it. I did notice that I'm bad at leaving questions, and I just end up talking because I want to talk to you guys about games. So two questions that I have for you is, one, have you checked out the Kickstarter for Yooka-Laylee, which is a spiritual successor to Banjo-Kazooie on newer consoles? I think it's going to be cool. It got super funding. So check that out. Let us know what you think. And last bit of trivia, I don't know if you know this, but a guy named Chris Sutherland did the voice for Banjo. He was also the voice of the guy from Killer Instinct. So the same guy that did Combo Breaker also did the banjo. Pretty cool.
That's a pretty solid banjo.
Talk about that amongst yourselves. I'll call you guys soon. I love you.
Thanks, Adam. Always good to hear from you.
I have not heard Yooka-Laylee, but when Nicole hears about it, she will get a tremendous lady boner, I'm sure.
I'd heard of Yooka-Laylee. I checked out the Kickstarter. I know Polygon did a whole bunch of press on it, and it's cool. I'm glad that it's happening. I'm not positive I'm going to check it out. Just based on my experiences with the Banjo-Kazooie franchise. Yeah. Like, I don't know how true to the old school Banjo they're going to be. Like, if... I guess what I'm saying is, if it's pretty much just like Banjo-Kazooie, but with like updated graphics and stuff, I'm not interested. No. But like, if it's not a collect-a-thon, then I will check the game out.
Yeah.
But it probably will be.
Because like, I think that's just the thing. Like, we can go back and play, you know, even older games and still be okay with it. I think our problem is really just with 3D platformers.
Yeah, certainly a lot of my problems with
I guess 3D platformers that are solely like platforming. I feel like it just needs more added on to
a different element.
Yeah.
Yeah. To break it up. Because I mean there is stuff like that in the Banjo games. Like the first person shooter elements that they've got and the different kind of like mini game styles that they have as you platform. But they're segmented. It's like they're completely separate from the platforming element. Mm-hmm. It's like you go into a cave and inside this cave it is a first person shooter. It's not blended well, like in Assassin's Creed, there's a lot of combat that you can that you can do, and that is rewarding, I feel like.
Yeah, and the hiding element, and then like there's the other element to like the Infamous games. Like, I mean, those are what I think of as three-dimensional platformers that I do enjoy, but they're not quite, I guess they're more action games. And Infamous is not just on platforming.
Yeah.
But
also, I'm team tip-top. So yeah, tip-top all the way. And hopefully by now, I'm sure you've heard our Mario Kart 64 episode and, get our opinions on which one is better, Mario Kart 64 or Diddy Kong Racing. I done goofed, BT Dubs. I think it was, I don't have Facebook pulled up, but I think it was Nate, who corrected me. Diddy Kong Racing does have a battle mode.
We just each played it individually, so we didn't get to battle each other.
Yeah, and honestly, in my defense, I haven't gone back and listened to the episode, but I will say that when I was talking about Mario Kart 64's battle mode, I did mean like battle mode proper noun. Like, battle mode to me is you have balloons on an opponent that you pop. I don't know if that's how it is in Diddy Kong Racing, because obviously I didn't do the battle mode in Diddy Kong Racing. But just wanted to clarify, thanks, Nate. If you're a regular listener and you haven't played Diddy Kong Racing, please know there's definitely battle mode.
I do think 3D platformers are much better than cinematic platformers, because I have yet to play one from all the ones that we have done that I thought was like remotely fun or good, like in the least.
I actually like cinematic platformers better, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because at least in those, I kind of feel like I've got some kind of grasp like on what I'm doing. I've got a goal. And for some, like, I don't mind collecting a thing and then coming back and using that thing in a different location. But what bugs me is when I've got to collect 50 things to get for a gate to open.
Yeah.
I'm cool if it makes sense. It's like to a certain degree. Like, I definitely don't want to collect 50 of whatever those things are. But like, even if I have to collect like three, like, I don't know, like they're like nuclear keys or something, and I got to go like three of them. I'm cool with that. That's fine as long as it makes sense in the story. But I really get annoyed when it's lazy. It feels like it's lazy when it's like, collect 50 music notes. All right. I mean, is there any reason they're music notes? I mean, no, not really. Okay. I mean, fine.
This is our God's rules.
Right.
This is how he designed the world.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Thanks for calling, Adam, and thanks for your opinions. It looks like we've got another call, and this looks like it's from Adam as well. Let's see.
What's up, Tadpog? It's Adam Long. I gave you guys a little bit of a break. I listened to two episodes in a row before making a call.
No, same one.
Same one. Sorry, guys. Okay.
It's like he gave us another break. Oh, no. Okay.
Here is another call. This is from 731.
Tadpog Nation, St. Zach here. First off, it has been brought to my attention that I've been a bit of a Debbie Downer. And being uprooted from your country and your family, you know, that'll kind of get to you. But I'm doing the best I can, and I apologize for ruining your listening experience. But hopefully the last message I left and this one will bring things back to an even tone. I've still got video games. And I still have movies. Two things that I very much enjoy. And I've been watching a couple of good ones today. The Colony and The Prince, two movies that I never saw in theaters, but or even knew that they went to theaters, which they probably didn't based on their quality. But they were very entertaining, at least to me. And with Nicole going through her movie spiel, I looked and saw how many movies I really enjoyed on our list, and I got to thinking, you know, there are some really shitty video game movies or movie video games out there, and I was trying to contemplate what would make the best 8-bit game from a movie title, and I got to thinking about Chip 'n Dale's Rescue Rangers and, like, that 8-bit style. And I would love to see a Roger Rabbit, Who Framed Roger Rabbit video game.
It exists.
In the style of Chip 'n Dale's.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, instead of the shitty gameplay and, you know, not being able to take more than one hit, maybe have Roger Rabbit, you know, or, God, Eddie, the detective, Bob Haskins, or Hoskins.
Hoskins.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, like, have him go to the club and have to defeat the gorilla, and then, you know, have Roger Rabbit firing or running behind the bullets while they take things out. You're having to dodge shit as well. And then inevitably, like, fighting the weasels and then shutting down the stream of goop, dip, it was called dip, that destroyed the cartoons. But anyway, I'll put it out to anybody there in the Tadpog Annex, too. What video game or movie would you like to see made into an 8-bit video game that would just, you know, twist your nips up quite a bit? But anyway, you guys have a wonderful evening. Well, it's daytime there. But fare thee well, and pay Lord bless.
Thanks, Zach. He timed that perfectly. That call is 3 minutes. Exactly.
So, I hope he, like, timed that. That's why he had all those pauses at the beginning.
Yeah. Man, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? I like, Zach, I like your pitch of the game a lot better than what actually came out for the NES. Tyler, did you ever play that?
No, I didn't know there was one.
Oh, man. I remember renting that as a kid, and I haven't gone back and played it. So I don't know. Maybe it was just one of those things where I was a kid and I didn't get it. That game was a miserable experience for me. Like, that was one of the times. And, like, as a kid, I felt like I was pretty lenient with my game rentals. I had to be like, because even when I rented Bayou Billy, I was like, all right, and didn't use a light gun or anything. It was like, all right, okay, whatever. But when I rented Who Framed Roger Rabbit, it was like, fuck, weekend wasted. Just looks like I'm going back to old Super Mario Brothers 2. Pop that in there. Great.
What movie would I want made into an 8-bit game? There's, like, the super jokey ones, like Human Centipede, but
that's not super jokey.
But that's
a horror movie.
What's a movie that I enjoyed that I would like to see made into one? I haven't seen, because I've seen 6 movies ever, so I don't have very much to choose from. Hook was made into a pretty solid Super Nintendo game.
We never played that. We talked about doing that. I just realized we've never played Hook for the show. We need to do that.
Yeah, we've been talking about that for ever.
I've never played it, so I want to play that game. Yeah.
Okay, so on our personal list, we need to do La Mulana and Hook.
the two games that have been in the eventually list the longest, probably.
Huh. Oh, man. When I was younger, I would have said The Mask.
There had to have been a Mask video.
Surely,
game.
Surely.
Had to have been and part of that marketing machine. Dude, I'm so glad you brought up The Mask because I can't remember why, but I found clips from The Mask on YouTube. And it was like, I also don't know why, but I watched them. And I was just like, it was one of those things where I was just shaking my head. Like, I just was just in shame. I was shaking my head because, like, this movie, I liked this movie a lot when I was a kid. Like,
I went out and bought the book and read the book.
There's a novelization of the movie?
Yes. I absolutely watched Stanley Ipkiss and his Adventures with the Mask.
Yeah, that's, man, whew, those clips. I didn't even crack a smile, man. It was like when Paul Kluel started playing Donkey Kong 64 and the DK rap came on and he was just stoic, just stone-faced.
I saved on my phone a quick Photoshop that Sam did about Paul Kluel and Paul Korn.
I saw that.
I thought was downright hilarious that yeah. I'm going, I will, they'll feel... Phil posted it. Phil made it about Sam's comments about Paul Kluel. So I'll post that gem up there for the show notes. Oh, let's see. What's another movie I saw?
What movie, Tyler?
What's a movie that I... this is going to be a weird one.
Oh, good.
It was a Stephen King short story made into a full-length film starring... the guy from Say Anything and Serendipity, John Cusack.
Oh, okay.
Where he stays in like this hotel room that's...
Yeah.
It's the only one this that has like a key.
This is a more recent one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's based on, supposedly it's based like, on him writing The Shining.
Yeah, it's like 1398 or something like that.
It's a room
like
number.
Yeah, yeah. That, I think, would make an interesting 8-bit game.
What would you do in it?
It would have to be something like Maniac Mansion. With horror elements and trying to figure out what's going on and trying to write and talking to hotel staff
okay.
and things like that.
That's cool. 1408. I had to look it up.
Because I love Maniac Mansion. I just don't think it's just... I mean, it's a DOS game that was...
Ported.
It's hard to play on NES. Yeah. I prefer the NES version because it has really good music and sound effects. Mm-hmm. And the DOS version is completely silent and it feels wrong, but it's easier to play. So I just want something that's just a more streamlined version of it.
That's fair. I wanted to say Guardians of the Galaxy because I think that it's probably the soundtrack of Guardians of the Galaxy that makes me think of that time period. The NES, 8-bit time period more.
Okay.
So that's kind of where my mind went immediately. Although I don't know. It would probably be one of those shitty games. Unless you focused on some of the space combat and stuff like that. I think that could be cool. Mm. Or if it was like a solo Rocket Raccoon kind of game.
That'd be fine.
Rocket Raccoon and Groot.
You could just make the two of them and it'd be totally fine. Yeah. Totally fine.
It could be like the Bucky O'Hare game. Did you play that one?
No.
Yeah, that exists.
I'm writing down all these games that we talked about that we need to play. All
right.
And so far, just this episode alone, we've named four.
Yeah,
so.
That was a NES game. I remember renting that one. And once again, through the nostalgia glasses, I really enjoyed that game. Mm-hmm. It's probably not great.
Yeah.
It's probably
I'm sure it's not.
All right. Thanks for calling, St. Zach. Appreciate it. I appreciate you respecting our 3-minute call limit. hey, check this out. You got your list of games ready?
Yep.
This is from 515 who texted, "Hey Tadpog, there are Captain Crunch computer games."
that's pretty good.
We definitely have to do that.
It made me wonder, is there a Captain Planet game after we played Global Gladiators?
I think there is. Yeah, I think there is.
I think we're going to need to do that one.
Captain Planet was... not a good cartoon.
And I loved it. I loved it as a kid.
It was one of those.
Wheeler had red hair, so I identified.
It was one of those cartoons where other kids liked it, so I really, really wanted to give it a shot and like it. I wanted to like it so I can be part of the Captain Planet community at school and talk about it. But I hated the show.
Yeah.
I just hated the show. And I don't, like, even as a kid, I remember being like, this is preachy. It's like, look, I care about the environment. I wrote George Bush about the environment. I know what's up. I remember going to McDonald's when I was a kid and confusing the teenager behind the counter when I asked if McDonald's had cleared any forest in South America to make room to raise cattle.
Did you really do that?
Really did that. Really did that. I was, up until the age of 28, I was Lisa Simpson.
Take his Mario 3 toy out of the bag. Just give him Happy Meal. I'm paid this fucking kid.
Yep, I remember that distinctly. Man, I got my fast food stories go deep. All right, so thanks for the lead on the Captain Crunch computer games. We're gonna have to check those out for sure. Here is another call. This is from 757.
What's up, Tad Pog? Adam Long, 9:27 on Monday, July, whatever day it is, I don't remember. I just got off of work. I had to close shift tonight, so just finished the Conker's Bad Fur Day episode, which I own that game, and enjoy the multiplayer very much. I don't know if you guys got to play the multiplayer or not, but you should get some friends together, get Sean Miller there, have some drinks, and play some multiplayer. It's pretty good. I appreciate your open and honesty about this episode. I thought it was cool. I am a huge fan of the Nintendo 64. Grew up with it, played it all the time, still play it on a regular basis, and I love it. Banjo-Kazooie is one of my favorite titles on the console. Top five for me, I think. Conker's Bad Fur Day is great because of the graphics. Looks awesome. I'm just going to say it's probably one of the most overrated games in my opinion. So, people probably crap all over that, but in my opinion, it's got great graphics and a decent story, and decent gameplay mechanics. But when you're done playing it, I feel like the only thing you say is, wow, that was crazy because it was rated M for mature, you know, and I don't think there's anything memorable with it. The Great and Mighty Pooh is funny, but there's just not a lot there. I think that it was just a last-ditch effort to, like, make something edgy. And I think if you make a game that's great, it doesn't need to be edgy. So I find it to be a very overrated game. Yes, I own it in my collection, and I'm happy to have it and play it on a regular basis each year. And I play through the multiplayer with friends. But in my mind, it's overrated, I think it's okay. I think Banjo-Kazooie is phenomenally better. But as I stated in a phone call recently, you're not going to feel that way. And it is definitely, I agree with Tyler, not the best game ever made. Banjo-Kazooie cannot be. So a question that I have for you guys is twofold, and you may have already said these questions before, but I'm asking again anyway. If you were to say what the best game of all time is, what would you say that it is? And also, what's your favorite game of all time? I might call back later and give you my suggestions since I'm about to run out of time. But I wanted to give you those questions so that you could talk about those and hear a little bit more about you guys and your preferences and thoughts. So Earthbound, Chrono Trigger. Love you guys.
All right, Adam. Thanks for calling. Tyler, do you have comments on Conker's Bad Fur Day?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, me neither. Nope. I mean, I feel like I've said everything I need to say about that game. Although, saying it's not memorable, I'll probably always remember the nightmarish image of that flower with giant breasts. probably because I got a tattoo of it right after playing it. So it's like, I'm like Pete. I've got, instead of Petunia.
Yeah. best game of all time. It's a loaded question. It's hard to answer.
Nah. Nah, you got this.
Maybe Tetris?
Tetris! Please.
I mean, Tetris across the board, just because it is universally appealing to hardcore gamers, to casual gamers. it kicked off puzzle gaming. I mean, anybody, despite whatever language you speak, you can sit down and play Tetris with anybody else and enjoy it. And I don't feel like I haven't really met many people who are like, Tetris is fucking terrible. No, I don't think I've ever, I haven't really heard that. Like, I don't know. I think it is certainly a contender.
There's a great documentary about it too.
Yeah.
So
the best game of all time, I just have to look for just such broad appeal. Like, personally, like, I enjoy Mario Brothers 3 and Super Mario World more than Super Mario Brothers, but at the same time, like, I'm more inclined to say that is the greatest game of all time more than I am like Super Mario World.
Yeah.
Just because it started everything and has a level of polish and control that, like, get so many games still lack. Yeah, I guess I'll just stick with Tetris.
I think that's a really good answer. I mean, you've got really good points. This is similar to when Alan Applegate had his Top 10 podcast. We did an episode where we talked about the most important video games, like our top 10 list for each. My number one was Pac-Man. So it's kind of tough. I don't know if Pac-Man, and I love Pac-Man. I don't know if I'd say it's the best, but I do think it is like one of, it's to me the most influential video game because it introduced so much stuff. It was the first game with a mascot character. It established the maze chase genre, which of course is a big craze right now, mm-hmm. maze chase. It introduced power-ups and cutscenes. That's one of the, that's I think, yeah, Pac-Man is the first game with cutscenes in it.
Okay.
That's also, Miss Pac-Man is my desert island game. If I had to choose one video game that I could, only one video game that I could play for the rest of my life, it would be Miss Pac-Man.
Okay. So Tetris, Pac-Man, favorite game. I still have to stick with my Super Nintendo classics. Like, it's, my top five is so tight. I don't know what my ranking is for any of them, but Earthbound, Final Fantasy VI, BioShock, Fallout 3, and Final Fantasy Tactics.
Chrono Trigger not making the list?
I mean, it's in top 10.
Yeah.
But I think I enjoyed all of this. I guess maybe just, I guess because I think I talked about it on Chrono Trigger, that I'm done with Chrono Trigger. I've played it up and down every which way and have no need to ever go back to it. And just because I feel like it, just because I feel like I'm done with that game, that it just ranks a little bit lower than other games that I can see myself playing again.
As I get older, I think less in terms of favorites. Like when I play a game, it's usually, if I finish the game, it means that I enjoyed it and wanted to complete it.
Yeah.
If I don't finish it, that just means that I moved on. It didn't hold my attention. A lot of my favorite games, I think, are heavily colored by nostalgia. The original Diablo is one of my favorite games. Mm-hmm. That's certainly colored by nostalgia. Clearly, Miss Pac-Man is colored by nostalgia. I do honestly think, objectively, I do think Miss Pac-Man is completely playable mm-hmm. still.
Oh, yeah.
All those weird DOS games that I played as a kid that a lot of people don't remember, like Digger. There's a game called Digger, mm-hmm. which was, I don't know what came first, Digger or Dig Dug. But they're very similar to one another. I remember playing Dig Dug at a friend's house on his NES when I was a kid and being like, what? This is not how a digging game should be. Why don't you come over to my house and we'll boot up my computer and in 5 minutes we'll be able to play a game about real digging.
We haven't had anything from the digger genre in a while, from a good digger simulator.
They did release Digger on Xbox Live for the 360, and that is, I don't have a lot of great gaming memories with my dad because my dad doesn't really play video games, mm-hmm. but that game is the one that I remember playing with him as a kid when I was like probably kindergarten age. And when that came out on Live, I took a photograph of it and texted it to him and just that's it. I didn't send a message, nothing. And then the immediate response was, that's the digger. So, half credit to Dad. Yep. But I honestly did think it was really cool that, like, that's a game that I'm sure he hadn't thought about for well over 20 years. And then out of the blue, it got a release. So that's cool.
Thanks for calling, Adam.
Yep.
And we love you too. I don't want you to keep saying it and then us not say it back. I love you too.
All right. It looks like Adam called again. 757.
Hey, Tapog, I figured I'd call and tell you my favorite games of all time.
There we go.
What I think are the best video games of all time. I think a lot of people would probably say that Ocarina of Time on the Nintendo 64 is one of the best games of all time. I think it definitely is one of the best games of all time. But in my opinion, it's not the best Zelda game of all time. I'm a huge
Clearly.
Fan of Link to the Past.
Oh,
I think it's perfect. I think
it's beautiful. Great.
I think the story is great. The gameplay is great. I think it is near perfect. And so to me, that's the best Zelda game of all time. And a personal favorite, I love the Wind Waker. I don't care what anybody says. I love the GameCube version, which takes forever to sail from island to island. I felt like I was on an adventure. Toon Link was so cute. And I loved that game. I don't think it's better than Ocarina, but I had more fun with it. But I do think Link to the Past is one of the best Zelda games of all time. As far as best games of all time, I would say it's tough. I mean, Super Nintendo era to me is one of the best eras of games. I think Super Mario World on the Super Nintendo could easily be one of the best games of all time. Link to the Past, Ocarina of Time. I think Final Fantasy VII, I think Chrono Trigger could be one of the best games of all time. I cannot say that Earthbound is one of the best games of all time because I'm kind of in the same camp as Conker. I think it's overrated. But don't take that personally because I know, Tyler, you love that game.
Oh, no, I've taken it fully personally.
How rare it is, quote-unquote rare, that people love it. I just think it's a weird game. But whatever, I think it's great. So if you had my picks for best games of all time, I would say either Chrono Trigger, Link to the Past, or Super Mario World. And my favorite game of all time is Super Mario 64. I could play it any time of the day, any time of the year, and I love it. Hands down, my favorite game of all time. So looking forward to hearing you guys converse about this together and maybe get some other people to call in and talk about theirs. So keep doing what you're doing, guys. You're doing great, and I mean it when I say it. I love you guys.
We love you, too.
I don't anymore. No,
you're taking it. So, you are taking it personally.
It's so personal. No, it's fine. No, it's fine. I still love it. I still love it. It's fine.
Yeah, Earthbound.
You don't sound like Rush Freshick talking about Earthbound. So we're cool. It's fine.
Earthbound is weird, and that's actually why I like it so much. Mm-hmm. It's probably not on my favorite games of all time list. It would definitely make my favorite RPGs
that's
list.
Mm-hmm.
I know we talked about Chrono Trigger a little bit. Chrono Trigger is one of those games that I don't think that I will ever be done with Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
Chrono Trigger is, to me, like Final Fantasy VII is to a lot of people, because I had played other RPGs before Chrono Trigger, but Chrono Trigger was the one that I played where I was like, wow, this genre is amazing. And because of that, and because of the time of my life when I played it, I mean, these are all factors that make Chrono Trigger like a perfect storm for me. Link to the Past is pretty good. I want to say that. But
you don't have to get magic from Specchio, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Okay.
That's a good question.
So I wonder,
are you thinking of doing a challenge run of no magic?
I mean, it's in the bottom of my list, but that wouldn't be a bad thing. That would be a reason for me to play it again, is to try that.
That's a good question. I don't know if it does block you from doing anything if you don't pick up magic.
Yeah.
Link to the Past. Yeah, I ended up liking that game, but man, Link's Awakening.
Yeah, man.
Jesus, Link's Awakening. That game is, in my opinion, the best Zelda game.
Yeah.
Ever. I haven't played all of them. I am working
I almost have, and it's like, unless Twilight Princess or Skyward Sword blow it out of the water, which I do not see that happening, I think Link's Awakening is the best Zelda game.
I'm working my way through Majora's Mask, obviously, because we're going to talk about it on the show. this might be a little premature.
Because I was thinking about talking about it. I was like, well, I'll hold on.
All right, I'll hold on too. I'll save it. So yeah, Adam, thanks for calling. And I think that's a great idea. Honestly, if anyone out there, I'm curious to hear what everyone's favorite games are. Mm-hmm. Like, if you listen to the show, and obviously you've heard us shit on a lot of games that you probably enjoyed, I'm going to give the opportunity to let people tell us what their favorite games are. And who knows, we might even get turned on to something that is great that we didn't know about.
Mm-hmm. Like, I forget who called, talking about how amazing Grandia 2 is. Yeah. I'm sorry to remember who called, but now it's being released on Steam. So I made sure I immediately added that to my wish list. Yeah, hasn't dropped yet, but I'm totally going to get it.
Call us, 270-883-2555. Let us know what your favorite game is. All right, Tyler, we got another call. Not from Adam. This is from 228.
Motherfucking Ted Park. What's up, guys? I just thought I'd call y'all and tell y'all I had an interesting story the other day. I was listening to Tad Pog in my car and had my iPod hooked up to my stereo. And the way my stereo is, my iPod cuts off when I cut off my engine. So I cut off my engine, got home, walked inside. My wife said, hey, let's go somewhere. We got back in the car and immediately the iPod comes back on. And God, I hope you can pick this up. This is all we hear. Oh, man, I want to do my head so bad. Yeah, Dave saying, oh, God, I want to do McKid so bad. Really gave me this look like, what the hell are you listening to? Then when I explained to her, it's two guys that play old games.
It didn't help at all.
Look like, I can't believe I let you stick your dick in me. So I appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much. Y'all have a good one.
That was a great call. Have you called before today?
No, I do not recognize that voice. Man, or...
you got a good voice.
Yeah.
That's no joke. You got a good voice. That's the first thing I thought when I played it. I was like, damn, is this another podcaster who's got a better voice than us?
So thank you, anonymous shamed wife caller. I don't know. Thank you, anonymous caller.
Yes, thank you. I love that. Let's see. We got another call. It looks like Adam's called us back. 757.
What's up, Tadpog? It's Adam Long. It's 7:10 in the morning, which is actually the time of my birthday. My birthday is on Friday, the 10th. How exciting! I'm dragging to meet a friend.
Happy late birthday!
Finished the Mario Party episode. Good to hear Josh Nance back on there. It's good to hear Dunnigan. Keep it in. enjoyed the episode. Mario Party is one of my childhood faves on the Nintendo 64. Really enjoyed the story you guys were talking about, playing Mario Party and watching Ginnamax. I remember the first time I ever was over at a friend's house. I was in the 8th grade. We played on the same Little League baseball team. It was my first sleepover at his house. This was my first experience with the wiggly line channels, where you're trying to make out what a boob is and mm-hmm. what is like a cooking show. Well, we were there one night real late watching this squiggly channel. We were pretty certain that we were all seeing what we thought we were seeing. And I was feeling a little funny down in the pants area, but none of us did any kind of manual release there.
Missed out.
But in my sleep, I guess I dreamed about it because I woke up in the middle of the night pretty certain that at 8th grade I had my first wet dream. So I don't know what happened, but I remember falling back asleep after waking up with a wet pants. And I remember waking up in the morning and seeing how much had covered this couch that I was sleeping on in the family room. And it quickly dawned on me that I did not have a wet dream because of these squiggly lines. I had just kissed the bed at this kid's house that I played baseball with. And probably never spoke to again after that.
Oh, yeah. I would have moved.
They'll flip the cushions over, left, went home early, and never spoke to him again because baseball season was over. So what I thought was my first wet dream was actually a time that I just pissed on someone's couch. So apparently I had a bedwetting problem till late 8th grade. So there's something for you. Again, enjoyed the episode. Bumper Balls is my favorite Mario Party game of all time. I know it's simple, but man, when it would come up, I would go nuts. I loved it. So my question for you is, if you were to take four Tadpog hosts, you guys could be two of them if you'd like. If you had four hosts in a bumper ball arena, who would win? Give us a rundown, all the details necessary for a great story. Can't wait to hear it. Looking forward to the next episode. Love you guys.
What was bumper balls again?
Bumper balls. I can look it up real quick, but I'm pretty sure it's the one where you're all the characters are in spheres. They're in balls, mm-hmm. and you're running into each other, trying to stay on top of a platform while knocking other people off the platform. Please accept my apologies if I have inaccurately described this minigame. It's been a while.
I want to say Sean Miller would be a solid contender.
Sean Miller was definitely on my list. I think he would be pretty much the winner no matter who is pitted up. So I don't want to be in there because I'm automatically going to lose. So not me. I'm not in there.
I think Miller.
So now it's a matter of just like who do I want to put in the – who do I want to see flung off of a platform? I mean clearly Josh.
Yeah, you're right, Josh.
Clearly Josh, because I want to see...
Zach,
okay. I want to see Josh, of the skinniest people we know.
Yep.
I want to see go up against Miller. And Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle, there you go. Zombies Those are our three skinniest friends. That's true.
So, hashtag more Miller, congrats. Man, bedwetting. Ooh, bedwetting is... Can I confess something? Mm-hmm. I want to confess something. Mm-hmm. Bedwetting is something that I'm still scared about as an adult. Like when I go to bed, I pee. It's like, even if I don't have to pee, I pee. I'm like, I'm going to go to the toilet. I'm going to pull my junk out. I'm going to, whatever's in there is coming out because, I don't know what the deal is, but I'm scared that I'm going to wet the bed. I have an irrational fear of wetting the bed. I haven't done it, in a very long time, a couple weeks. I think the last time I was pretty old the last time it happened. I think I was like a freshman in high school, and it was super embarrassing because it was one of those things where I didn't pee before I went to bed, and it's not like I wasn't drunk or anything. I got no fucking excuse. I just woke up and the bed was fucking wet, and it was like, oh fuck, I have to wash these sheets. I have to wash these sheets. No one can know what happened. Meanwhile, I'm sure I'll tell strangers on the internet this story 20 years from now. So that was like my first experience in doing laundry. Is I was just like, grab these piss sheets off the bed. I was like, all right, here, I guess we're going to learn how to do laundry real quick. I just threw it in the washer, just like hit a few buttons. And the whole time I'm like the I Love Lucy episode where like the bubbles and shit are coming out of, like, I think it was a dishwasher, is going through my mind. And it's like, man, if like the house fills up with suds, then I'm going to have to explain.
There's a chocolate appears out of nowhere. You're just having to eat it all.
So I get the bedwetting thing. I've never wet a couch. That would be, I would have moved, honestly. Like I would have gone home and been like, we need to move. I ruined somebody's couch. Because that's not an easy fix.
Because I pissed the bed in college.
That's different.
When I had that dream. Well, I had that dream that I was peeing, and I actually did.
See, that's what always gets you, right?
Yeah. And I remember I shit the bed right before Meg came over, like for the second time ever. I think I shit the bed like twice. Like once I shit the bed with sheets on. No problem. Different matter whenever I removed those sheets and didn't replace them and like shit the bed again. And like when it's just on mattress.
Oh, yeah.
I eat a lot of spicy food and I sleep naked. So it's not a great thing.
That's a recipe for waking up with shit on the wall.
I guess, oh, man. I could have a gross confession that I did for the longest time.
Yes, please.
So I sleep naked, and
gross.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh.
So if I'm in bed and like, okay, you're at my ass itches.
Wait, say that just like that again.
I said it pretty country. Yeah. My ass itches. Whenever my ass itches, whenever my asshole begins to itch. And you got to scratch it, but
whenever my rusty sheriff's badge needs a little scritchy scratch.
But I don't like... I've since moved on from this behavior. I do not do this behavior anymore. But I wouldn't want to just like scratch my bare ass up with my hand and then go back to sleep. You know, put my hands back up by my pillow. No. So the closest thing that I was comfortable with, because I didn't want to like get up and go get like toilet paper or anything. You got to stay in bed. So I would reach over the side of the bed and grab whatever sock I was previously wearing.
No.
So, and just make sure I have my sock on my hand and then scratch my ass.
All right. Well, that's not too bad, right?
Well, it is when you see the sock the next morning.
I mean, I'm following your logic, though. I mean,
all my socks from that era look like Dalmatians.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I'm gross.
You don't do it anymore.
Do you guys know that? Yeah, I don't do it anymore. I don't do it anymore. But what do you do? Pretty gross.
What do you do now?
I just get over it.
Just wipe better.
All right, I will then just get up and I'm like, well, I could probably have to pee anyway, so then I'll just go ahead and get up.
Okay. Man, those dreams where you're peeing in your sleep are the worst dreams. And that's one, like, to this day, when I have a dream that I'm peeing, like, that is a thing that, like, I wake up in a cold sweat. Like, that's my version of flying and then falling nightmare is just the dream where I'm just peeing.
Yeah.
Because I wake up and like the first thing I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay, don't have to do the I Love Lucy thing. We're good. All right, let's see. We got a call here. This is from Adam, and this is on...
You should go ahead and just put him in your phone.
No, I've memorized the number. Okay. I don't need to put him in my contacts. I've memorized the number. Looks like he called on his birthday.
Okay, that's nice.
Sad fog, 8 a.m., July 10th, and it's my birthday. Adam Long here. Just finished two episodes in a row here, and I'm all caught up. So everything I'm going to be listening to now are back episodes until the next one comes out, and I'm all caught up. One day I will complete the Tadpog pantheon of every single episode. I'm pretty close, but glad to be caught up live with you guys so I can be right there with you. This is a two-part call with two-part questions because I listened to two episodes. So I listened to the Cool Spot episode. Miller, what the game you're referring to is Jungle Hunt on the 2600. Fun game. Glad to see you back. I like your sultry voice. the game's okay. I like Sprite better. So I'm with Tyler's family with their fun pronunciation of Sprite. Question for you is, I never missed a day of school from kindergarten to 12th grade, plus a Saturday in 6th grade. Do you guys have any brag-worthy accomplishments like that? Or should I say lack of brag-worthy accomplishments like that? Because no one goes to a party to pick up chicks and goes, hey, I never missed a day of school from kindergarten to 12th grade. You want to go out? Because they're like, no, you're an idiot.
Reliability!
Do you guys have any stories that are really kind of cool but not brag-worthy? My second question is, I listened to the Perfect Dark episode. The only thing I really like about Perfect Dark more than I like about GoldenEye is the multiplayer. You can play basically by yourself with a bunch of bots and turn them on different settings. And that was cool for a kid like me who only had friends in the summertime because we had a swimming pool. So I'm GoldenEye forever. But you guys were talking about jobs and Olive Garden, and I wanted to just call in and say I can't eat at Olive Garden because their food's tasty, but I can't eat there because they only use three-tined forks. And I can't use a fork with only three prongs. So it's a weird mental block. I just can't do it. It's almost like I have to bring my own fork or I ask them for it to go fork. So just wanted to see if you guys had any weird quirks like that yourself and talk about them on the show. Looking forward to your next episodes and some of your back episodes as I catch up on those. Keep doing what you're doing. Love you guys.
I know my... Cockmaster Ashley Shake also never missed a day of school.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember giving him a lot of shit for going to school on senior skip day, but he's like, nope, I'm this close.
Yeah, I'm with them. That makes sense. You don't want to spoil it.
And then I went to school with a girl who could not use metal silverware. She would freak out the way it felt on her teeth.
Really?
So she always brought plastic silverware whenever she would go out.
Huh. I like the three-prong fork. I do. I've got...
you have those at your house.
Yeah, our set is three-pronged. I don't miss the extra prong. I thought that I might.
You like your forks like you like your Ninja Turtle hands.
Exactly. I know that they're three... This is going to be super, super entertaining for everybody. I think they're three-pronged because it's like it's a modern design. And they figured two prongs, probably not going to work.
That's just a barbecue skewer. Yeah. It's different.
So let's go with three. I don't really feel like I have anything to brag about. I don't know. I don't brag much. I can brag about that. Or do I brag? Do I brag, Tyler? Am I a bragger?
No. No, you're really not. So I'm trying to think of more dorky, nerdy accomplishments. I was in a main stage theater show every year of high school. I wish I would have been out for academic team in high school, but I did in elementary school and middle school.
Academic team is also something I wanted to do in high school. I couldn't.
Yeah.
Because it was one of the every activity that conflicted with marching band. In my high school, it was like if you did marching band, you're going to have a bad time doing any kind of sport. You're not going to be able to do debate, academic team. Like marching band was like a really, really dorky gang in the high school because it was one of those things. It was like if you want to be a marching band, that's it. That's what you do after school. There's nothing else. It's just marching band. But because of that, we had this like tight knit community where it's like, I remember being a freshman and the juniors and seniors in marching band who would pick on me during marching band, outside in regular high school, like in the classes and shit, if someone gave me shit, they would step in and be like, "Hey, leave this guy alone," kind of deal. So, not as dangerous as the Crips, I would say, but but probably a little more fun.
I wish that we would have had a chess team. I totally would have been on the chess team in high school.
Yeah.
100% I would have been on the chess team. And I wish I'd done mock trial, but I didn't.
Mock trial. Man, I liked mock trial. In middle school, we had, I can't remember what class it was, but we did a mock trial. Have I talked about this before?
I don't think so.
Okay. We did a mock trial, and this was my favorite fucking thing I can remember from school, in middle school, was this mock trial, because we were, I remember the trial was about a fight that happened at a skating rink, and it was set up as like, the kid, the defendant was charged, was facing an assault charge. And it was one of those things where I was the defending attorney and I pissed everybody off because I memorized everybody's testimony. I memorized it and studied it. And then when they got on the stand to testify, I found like inconsistencies in their story. And it wasn't because they were lying. It was just because they didn't study their testimony as well as I had studied it. So because of that, they all got impeached. I impeached every witness that the prosecution had. Every single one of them, like to the point where I was so proud with myself. And then I looked around the room and everybody was scowling. Everybody was scowling. The teacher, I remember the look on the teacher's face. The look on her face was, "You have spoiled the spirit of this mock trial." To which today, like now looking back, I would respond, "It's the letter of the law that matters, teacher."
Because I remember for our a project like my sophomore year, we had to do a sort of mock trial for the case of like Silas Marner, that awful book. Like it was one of the only like books for school that I just refused to read because I thought it was so awful.
Yeah.
But we got to sign up for what job we wanted and the kids would all like vote and the teacher had final say on who got to be what in the trial. And I got to be the judge. Didn't read the book.
Just throw that out there.
Didn't even like research anything like a judge can or would do. I just like showed up. And like
I'm pretty sure that's how judges do it.
And one of the kids was on mock trial and he was the prosecution. So like, he's throwing out all this legitimate shit, and like the defendant is just like, judge, and I'm just, I don't know. And, like, I remember he kept talking like he wanted to redress something that the defense has said. I remember I was like, come on, man, this is taking forever. Can't you just not? How about no? And like that pissed the teacher off real bad, because he was like, the prosecution has the right to redress any argument the defense says, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just, okay, fine. And she was nice enough and gave me a C.
Hey, like, that's good. So, that's good.
This is the same teacher who, like, I guess I got over familiar with. And one day I accidentally, like, slipped and I called her honey, like, 2 or 3 times.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I can't.
You slipped 2 or 3 times?
I don't know. It's like one of those things where, like, you do it once, it just doesn't leave your mind. Like, I remember playing Mario 6 Golden Coins at my friend's house, and every time I would fuck up, I would go, ah, crap. And it would make his mom furious, because to her that was a curse word.
Yeah.
So, but I couldn't not say crap when I messed up. I just couldn't do it. The next day, I kept saying, aw, man. And my involuntary track just switched. It was fine for that day. So just like that, I couldn't like not keep calling her hun or honey. She had an affair with the school's rent-a-cop. And I remember, so that was a big scandal like the next year later. So it's like, I can call you honey. It's fine. You don't care.
We had a cool social study. Like, I've had cool like social studies. Experiments, I guess you saw, or reenactments. I remember when I was in fifth grade, we did a mock caste system because we were studying India's caste system mm-hmm. at the time. And so we had like untouchables and stuff like that. And it changed our day. It wasn't just in the class. It was like, it changed like how you ate lunch and like how students interacted with one another. So it was something that, like, it's the first time I remember doing something that extended beyond the classroom, and I thought that was really cool. Mm. And then we did I remember in high school, we did a mock French Revolution, which was really cool. I got to be Robespierre, so I was super excited about that until, you know, died, but whatever. Can't change history.
you only got to do one of those things if you took civil lit your sophomore year. You could either take English 2 or civil lit. Civil lit, I wanted to take but didn't, because it was, instead of one semester, it's year round, and it was only like first period. So that meant I couldn't take theater classes. So I didn't do it, but they were the ones that got to do like Renaissance fairs and mock things like that all the time in the cafeteria. They got to do like interesting shit.
Yeah.
Just for an extra semester of school. But I guess that's all the nerdy. I can't think of any more at the moment.
Yeah, I was class favorite. That's like a dorky thing. Which is also, that is the band. That's why I got class favorite. Has to be. Because I don't really think that anybody knew who I was. So,
well, you didn't offend anybody. So, like, we're all pretty okay with that guy.
I mean, yeah, I guess that does make sense.
He hasn't peed anybody's couches. Just, it's fine.
Yet.
I went to I think I talked about it before, because I went to the state science fair in elementary school for my science experiment. Like, one of, like, I was the only one in my grade that made it to state.
Oh, right.
For talent dormancy. Yeah, yeah. And then I just completely fucked it up because I wanted to throw a ball against a wall.
Right.
So.
Well, sometimes you just got to throw a ball against the wall,
sometimes,
man.
You just got to do that thing.
I mean, I get it. I get it, hun.
You need to stop calling me hun. I'm serious. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Miss Solomon. I'm sorry.
That was a good call. That was a good question, I think. Thank you very much. Let's see. We've got a call here. This is from 270. This is a local. Let's see who it is. Maybe it's Taryn.
Taryn.
Motherfucking Chad Pog. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Me llamo Taryn. Yes, I speak as much Spanish as I can now because I live in Texas. I'm still not good at it whatsoever. So number one, I think I'm done listening to the show because thanks for making me cry on my way to work with all the dead puppy stories. That's the way I wanted to start my day. I'm not listening. Done listening to the show. I love you guys. Number two, Tyler, I think you should give Papa John another try because their new Greek pizza is delicious. And yes, it's Greek. Blah, blah, blah. Make all your jokes. I like Greek people.
You pause it for a second?
I will pause it for a second.
Taryn's fucked a lot of Greek guys. That's the joke there. And a lot of us give her a lot of shit anytime something Greek is mentioned. So,
hey, look, I
like. When I say a lot of Greek guys, I mean two Greek guys. So.
Uncle Jesse. And I don't know. I can't name another Greek person.
I mean, two Greek guys is like the Greek population of Marshall County. So that might have been why it's like she fucked all those Greek. She fucked 100% of the Greek people in Marshall County.
All right, here we go. Pick it back up.
But their new Greek pizza is great. But number three, my real question, the reason I called was that I got drugged to the new Terminator movie. Just don't go see it. It's terrible. But I got drugged to this Terminator movie the other night, and I was just wondering if there were any of your favorite video games that maybe perhaps coordinate with a movie series. Like, I'm sure there's a Terminator movie. I'm sure, or a Terminator video game. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's, like, an Aliens video game. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I just wanted, it made me think
well,
of you guys because I know there's several different movie platforms that have video games that go with it. So that's my question, and coming home the end of July, first weekend of August, I think, this phone call probably will be
we didn't
really
see
old
you.
By
nope.
then.
Thanks for dropping by.
Until, like, November, so hopefully I'll get to come in and record with you guys. I hope you're
you
doing
didn't.
Great, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
I don't think you even told us you were in town.
Nope. So. Thanks for calling, Taryn. What was the question?
if there's any games we liked that were movies and games, at the, you know, together. I can't really think of any, like, movie-based games that I was like, yeah, that was good.
I've got one. It was an arcade game, and I think it only works on the arcade. I think it was ported. It was ported. But Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Okay.
That was...
Oh, is that with the gun?
Yep. I had the gun, and it was on rails shooter. That was probably the first... That was the first game in that genre that I played, and it was amazing to me at the time. Probably not a great game. Like, probably not one that I would go back to and be like, oh, this was a fulfilling experience. But at the time, when I was a kid, this and... The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game were in the same gas station. And it was a tough call sometimes where I was going to put my quarters in and piss my dad off. Waste my allowance.
I'm glad we brought it up earlier. Otherwise, I might not have thought to say it. Hook.
Hook.
So there you go.
There you go.
Yep. I'm interested. Now I'm really interested to go back to I know it's super slow. It's frustratingly slow because it's like Peter Pan's just like the air is molasses. You're just slowly, like, jumping through it. But thank you for your call, Taryn. We love you and miss you. When you come into town, just call.
Just let us know.
Just come over.
It's cool. Fine. Looks like Taryn called back same day. So let's see what else might have pissed her off in that episode. I don't think that's one that I said pussy on.
Yeah, that's I got messages about that. So we'll get one of those, I'm sure.
All right, here we go.
Motherfucking Ted Bug. Hello, this is Taryn. I can't confirm nor deny that I am very wasted. Okay, let's just go ahead and cut the bullshit. I'm wasted. And I wanted to call Ted Fogg because I just ordered like $60-$70 worth of pizza for my friends because we're all drunk and we're about to play video games. What? I've grown up so much, Ted Fogg. I'm about to play video games. It's crazy. I don't know. I think they're going to play FIFA. And I don't know. FIFA is like the one that's in trouble right now for the people that are like hiding secrets and shit. I don't know.
Yep.
but it's a video game, and I'm going to have to hold a controller, and I just bought pizza for everybody. So
it's crazy.
Let's just go ahead and say that I'm wasted and that I love pizza and that I love Tadpog. So come on down to Houston. We'll go to Joysticks, which is the big video game place here. Tons of video games and, oh, what's it called with the ball?
Basketball?
Fuck.
Soccer?
What's it called? With the high score and the, I don't know.
Ski ball.
Ryan Adams plays it. Pinball. Fucking pinball.
Okay.
Let's not be drinking a lot tonight. That's all I'm going to say. My mother would be so proud.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys soon. I'm putting on my sunglasses. And I'm going to just hang out outside here for a little bit in Houston. Okay, I'll love you a long time. Bye-bye.
That was a good call.
That was a great call. That was an excellent, excellent call. Holy shit. It's crazy.
Man, so I talked to you about it before, but like now I'm thoroughly convinced. Next time Taryn is in, we need to do an all-call show, Hour of Power with Taryn. So every minute, we'll do like our intros and stuff, and then for the next hour, take a shot of beer every minute for the rest of the show.
How much is in a shot? What's a shot?
Just a regular shot.
Yeah.
2.5 ounces, 3 ounces.
I'm trying to figure out how many beers that's going to equal out.
It's like 10.
Probably not. I was about to say, probably not that much.
Yeah.
10's, but 10 in an hour. That's... Yeah.
So that's the thing. Like it creeps up on you. So they with Taryn and Nicole,
okay.
Hour of Power, all calls. Next time she's in town, I think would be a great, great time.
Okay.
It'll be up to basically Josh to take everybody home.
Just. Yes, as long as this is something that we can schedule instead of it being like, hey, let's do this thing.
Hey, cancel your plans tomorrow.
Yeah, or tonight. I'm down otherwise. We got a text message. This is from 270, who says, hello, Tadpog, colon. This is Lee from Madisonville. After listening to MC Kids and all the fast food talk in the past few episodes got me thinking, who would you form a party with? 4 to 6 members out of all the fast food mascots, and what would their roles be? And on another note, I've got an addition to a would you rather from Lord Micah. Would you like to answer the party question first and then I do this, or do you want to get the...
Let's go ahead and knock out this one.
All right, okay. Let's knock out the 4 to 6 fast food mascots.
Oh, that's what you... Oh, okay.
Oh, is that what... I thought that's what
you meant. I thought you were going to do the would you rather, since we can just...
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and do it now.
Okay. Would you rather swim in blood for an hour or hang upside down for 8?
Swim in blood for an hour?
Hang upside down for 8 for me.
Yeah.
Because Michael Keaton did it in Batman, and ever since then I've wanted to do it.
Okay.
It's how he slept, Tyler, because he's... Batman. Bats.
Oh, okay.
They sleep.
Or you just hang upside down from a tree for 7 days and take out your eye and gain the wisdom of Odin.
Anybody could swim in blood for an hour, says Lee, but whore's blood is another story. Well, he didn't say whore. I mean, that's a little different.
He didn't say like it was like disease-ridden blood.
Yeah. Try not getting that in any opening for an hour. As always, keep up the great work. It would suck. It would really suck to drown in blood. Just going to throw that. Like, it would suck to drown anyway.
Yeah.
And that's like one of those, like, now that I've got a young child, it's apparent to me, like, how ingrained don't drown is in your mm-hmm. brain.
Yeah.
Because it's like anytime a shirt goes over his face or we're giving him a bath and we pour water over his head, I mean, it's just like... His brain is just like, you are drowning, freak out. You are drowning, freak out.
I guess the easiest way, we should go ahead and list off fast food mascots and what they are, what their class is.
Okay. I think this is a good thing. We should do this. I think you and I should form a party together.
Okay.
Instead of doing separate parties. Are you cool with that?
Yep. All right. Yep. So, fast food mascots. All right, Ronald McDonald.
Are we doing, what class system are we using? Are we using D&D class system, Final Fantasy Jobs, or?
Let's use Final Fantasy Jobs.
Okay, all right, all right.
So, Ronald McDonald, he would be, we know he has magical powers.
He's a leader.
Yeah.
He's a leader, and he does have magical powers.
You think he's is he charismatic? Is he a sorcerer?
Yeah, sorcerer maybe.
Yeah.
So red mage?
Yeah, yeah. Because he's physical. Let's say
arithmetist.
Arithmetist. Let's say red mage.
All right, red mage. He has red hair. So
yeah, there you go.
Makes sense.
But yeah, if I'm forming a 4-person party, I don't really want a red mage.
I also don't want Ronald McDonald.
Yeah. Let's see. The Burger King King.
Burger King King. Well, he's king. Mm-hmm. He's a king, so he cannot be in an adventuring party. Well, okay, I take it back.
That king's
Edgar.
Edgar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's been
based on his video game. I guess he's a rogue.
Sneak king.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he like in the commercials. So people
I said Final Fantasy classes, but I'm naming D&D classes.
Yeah, I know.
So I guess he is a
thief.
What's a thief? Okay. Yeah. He's a thief.
People wake up in bed next to him all the time.
So maybe he's an assassin.
I want him in my party. I think we should heavily consider
need a thief.
The king okay. for the party.
Wendy from Wendy's?
Wendy.
You don't really see much of her do anything.
She's, yeah. I don't really know her history either. Like, was she, like, because when I was a kid, the rumor was that Wendy was Dave Thomas's daughter.
That's what I had heard as well.
Is that true? And then there's a commercial with Dave Thomas's daughter in it, but I don't think her name is Wendy.
I remember in middle school, what I thought was super funny was get the phone book out and call all the Wendy's and ask them why they were called Wendy's. I thought it made the Gatsby's laugh, so I kept doing it.
So we're going to do that on the show right now.
I got one answer saying that she owned a bunch of Wendy's in Texas, is what I was told by some Wendy's employee.
You rolled your eyes and said, like, this is not a funny thing, but I really do think we could spend 30 minutes calling Wendy's and just being like, hey, why are you guys called Wendy's?
The one where he called Wendy's for 2 hours and tried to get their backstory.
What class is she? Daughter? Daughter class? I don't know what that is.
What was Princess Ovelia? Princess? I think Princess was her custom class.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think that's fair.
Princess.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we don't know anything else about her.
Yeah.
So
she's the least out there of the Wendy's mascots. Of the fast food mascots, not the Wendy's mascots.
Wendy's has a strong lack of
Arby's
mascots.
Arby's is a cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat, right. Okay. So Ranger.
Okay.
Gotta be Ranger.
All right.
Could be useful to have in your party because someone can just wear them.
Yeah, that's true. We'll put the Wendy's hat. We'll put
the Arby's hat on
Arby's
there.
Arby's hat on King.
What
are some of our other fast food places we enjoy? In-N-Out. I don't even think I have a mascot.
How about the Chick-fil-A cows?
There you go. All right. That's a good one. They're manipulators because they try to make you eat all the chicken. So maybe they are orators.
Okay. But they don't speak. They hold signs.
They just have signs. Huh. Yeah, so they can't be. Are mediators? I think they have speech skills too. Mimes?
Mimes? Mimics? They're mimics?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Because they do, I mean, they do dress up in costumes sometimes mm-hmm. to trick
And
people.
They want you to dress up in cows and come to their restaurant.
Exactly.
So.
Yes. Isn't Chick-fil-A's slogan, dress
we,
up
we
as...
We hate the gays.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Chick-fil-A is saying that. That's not just me yelling that randomly into the internet ether. Subway has a child molester, so what would Jared be? Or you want to move past Subway? Quiznos has a sandwich. I think it was at one point in time. Or those weird, we talked about the weird mascots.
Yeah, I can't remember what they're called.
Those weird like gerbil things.
Yeah.
No, pass.
They are, what class is Gal? I think he's listed as Wild Child.
Yeah. I guess he's a blue mage.
Yeah.
Hardee's doesn't have one anymore. They had Crispy Chicken.
Then they had Norm MacDonald as a star.
And Paris Hilton. KFC's Colonel.
Yeah.
Okay. What would he be?
Well, he's white and racist. It's a white knight. A.K.A. Paladin.
Okay. Which now Norm MacDonald has replaced, what's his name? Daryl Hammond as the new Colonel.
Oh, no.
Apparently they got a lot of negative response that Daryl Hammond was creepy.
Yes. So, yeah, he was creepy.
So Norm MacDonald has now replaced him.
I don't know how I feel about that because I really like Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
And
I'm just glad he's working, getting a good paycheck again.
Yeah, I guess. That kind of makes me sad.
Trying to think of other fast food. So I'm just going through our local town, like, just walking in the road, like, what do I see? What do I see?
Taco Bell Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Now there's your orator, I think.
Yep, yep, thank you, right. Because he's no, just a dog that talks, so yeah, right. He's definitely an orator. Well, Taco John's has Taco John.
Yes.
You don't really see much of Taco John.
Just a dude in a sombrero. I don't know.
He's like a white guy in a sombrero, yeah. Too.
What about the pizza places? Papa John, of course.
Yeah. All right. Papa John is a...
From the way he dresses, he looks like a white mage.
Yeah, he does. That's true. But I know he has a ton of money and just kind of throws his weight around. So Setzer was a gambler. Gambler. So I guess Papa John. I think Papa John's a gambler.
What's the class from Bravely Default? That's all about money.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of it.
I can't think of the.
It was one of the first bosses.
Yeah.
Yeah, or he's that.
I wish I could remember it. Yeah. Oh well.
I feel like we should make our party. I feel like we're struggling on this one.
Oh, yeah. This one died. This one died like 2 minutes ago, I think.
So the king, Papa John, the Arby's hat, and the Taco Bell Chihuahua.
Call it done.
I feel like we should do one more just to come back
to
from
cleanse
that.
Our palate.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. Sorry for everybody listening to that, but thanks for the call or the question, rather. We got one more call. This person is in my contact list. This is from John Turley, who might not be listening to this episode because by the time it airs, I hope this is information that I'm allowed to share. I want to share it because I'm proud of him. We'll be at Basic Training.
Motherfucking Tadpog. This is Jonathan Turley of formerly of Every Fucking Wednesday fame. I'm first time caller, mm-hmm. long time listener. I just got done listening to Perfect Dark. I realize I'm behind a little bit, and there's no telling when this will get played. So I wanted to mention that this is more about the comments made by Dave when he was talking about PC gaming. Because when I was listening to that episode, he started talking. He mentioned that it came out in 2000, and I initially thought, oh well, that was a good while back. And then I immediately started thinking, well, what about the shit I was playing in 2000? Like, you know, we were at Apex, we were playing all of the games that he listed off, you know, particularly Quake 2 and Quake 3, Half-Life and Counter-Strike. Like, those games were so superior to anything that you had on the console during that generation. And I'm not going to shit on the game, I'm just going to shit on consoles for a minute. Mainly at that time. I realize they've come a long way, yeah. But I still feel like PCs are superior when it comes to really any kind of 3D rendering, any game that relies heavily on 3D rendering, whether it be a PC or an MMO. But anyway, PC Master Race. Fuck all that shit. Talk to y'all later. Keep up the good work. Bye.
I miss you, John Turley.
Yep.
I miss you so bad.
Yep.
I wish you would have said a Burger Bottom fame. I wish you would have said it. Don't be ashamed that you're a Burger Bottom. It's okay. It's who you are. It's what you like. It's what you do. Which made me think another game that we talked about doing then didn't is Nostalgia.
Yep. We played that for like MMO. A couple days.
Yeah. I even paid like $7 to unlock that one class. And then I was like, no, no.
There. I feel like we just did the episode on it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So instead of calling this an all calls episode, I'm just going to name it Nostalgia.
Oh, man. We're running a little long, so we can go ahead and cut it off there.
I think we should call it. Yeah. We got through a good amount of calls, I feel like. I am ready to be at Dragon Con to the point where I pretty much don't want to do anything else. So the next, look forward to the next two episodes, guys.
I was supposed to lift today and was like, I'm just going to go eat a shit ton at Dragon Con. I'll just get back on my, I'm still eating at a calorie deficit, but my will to lift and run is just like, I'll just wait until after Dragon Con and kick it back up a gear.
Funny enough, I've never seen that fitness t-shirt before.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. So don't miss the next episode. We should be doing an interview with a friend. I won't tell you who just yet. And then Wednesday, we're going to be doing part one of Majora's Mask.
Yeah, that's one that I am so glad that we're splitting into two parts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of. I'll talk about that more on Wednesday's show.
We still love and need and want 5-star iTunes reviews. So if you'd be so kind, please go leave us a written 5-star iTunes review. You help us, we help you. So if there's a game you want us to play, there's a guest host you want on a certain episode, include that in the list, and we promise we will get to that
eventually. Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about masks, maybe, different kinds of masks. And in the meantime, you can always find us at tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. You can find us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/tadpog. There's a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit. If you have anything to say about this episode specifically, that is a great place to post it. You can find us on Twitter. We are at tadpog_podcast. It's cucumbersome, I realize. But thank you for everybody who is retweeting us. That really does help spread the word about the show. And if you like the show and you have some Twitter followers that you think might enjoy it as well, definitely appreciate the retweet.
Please, please.
You can call us if you want. If you want to be on one of our next nostalgia episode, feel free to call at 270-883-2555. You can also text, but I did a pretty good job tonight, but I can't guarantee that I'm not going to fuck up your text. So just keep that in mind. Yeah. if you'd like to, you can donate to the show. We have a Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/tadpog. We've got a bunch of donors. Thank you very, very much for those who are donating. We got one from Peter Panda. So that came in. Thank you, Peter. Mm-hmm. And I love that people support the show. It's really a good feeling people enjoy what we do enough to kick in a few bucks, even if we flounder on fast food mascots for a couple minutes.
That's one of those questions we need like time to sit down. Yeah. Or have more people. So it's not just you and I just going,
Yeah, more people would have been a good one for that.
Our theme song, Dave?
Tyler, that is Moves by Sycamore Drive. A link to that track can be found in the show notes at tadpog.com.
How do you want to close this out?
Like the mask? Jim Carrey is the mask.
Yeah, all right. So until next time...
Tropical Capricorn! I feel like that was pretty good. I feel like we nailed that one.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
What's up, Tadpog? It's Adam Long.